I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. Three powerhouse actresses are giving rousing performances in Edward Albee's play Three Tall Women, the Pulitzer Prize winner for drama in 1984. It has never been on Broadway until now. The concept of the play, performed as a one-act over an hour 45 minutes, is better than the play itself. The idea is that three women of different ages talking among themselves are really all the same person, but that's the second scene. In the first scene, Glenda Jackson is a dotty but mouthy old woman in her last stage before dying. She sits in her elegant bedroom, challenging her health care aide, played by Laurie Metcalf, and her young lawyer, played by Alison Pill. In the second scene, we see the woman as three characters in conversation about themselves. Glenda Jackson is the elderly version, but with all her faculties still intact. Laurie Metcalf is the middle-aged one, and Alison Pill is the woman in her 20s. Albee has them conversing among themselves with different points of view in a discussion limited to the woman's personal life. It has little to do with whether her understanding of the world changed through the decades. Still, the discussion is bracing, and in the hands of three brilliant actresses under Joe Mantello's thoughtful direction, Three Tall Women is one of the season's must-sees. It's at the Golden. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.